Lori Prox here with James Perry, the Museum Curator of Collections and Exhibits here in Valdez. We're talking about Fort Liscum. Of course, it was across the bay where Alyeska now stands. Can you explain to us what the fort looked like?
Well, the fort itself was a collection of 37 buildings. Of course, it included the telegraph office, bakery, meat shop, firehouse, and hospital. And one of the buildings was also a very large amusement hall that included writing tables, pool tables, and poker tables as well.
And James, was there much interaction between the soldiers at Fort Liscum and the town folk over at the old Valdez town site?
Absolutely. In the early days, the water from the springtime flooding that would come down from the Valdez Glacier would threaten both life and property. And the soldiers would actually be responsible and ultimately instrumental for saving life and property in Valdez in the early days. Finally, the town folk of Valdez and the soldiers of Fort Liscum got together in 1914 and constructed a dike around the town. That, of course, would eventually ensure that Valdez would never again suffer the horrible flooding that it had prior to 1914.
And James, it seems they worked together to solve problems, but how about playing together?
Well, baseball games and banquets and summer concerts held by either party, hosted by either party, in either place were very numerous, absolutely.
All right, now James, run through us. What were some of the daily duties of the soldiers? What did their jobs entail over across the bay there at Fort Liscum in the old days?
Okay, well, I should say that the soldier at Fort Liscum was really put to task. Simultaneously with the development of the telegraph line, there was also the development of the military pack trail. Both of these projects established in Valdez ran all the way through up to Fort Egbert.